Residents of the Upper Matanuska Susitna Valley recently had a rare chance to participate in learning the music and dance of people from Africa. The London-based band Baka Beyond was in Talkeetna over the weekend for a concert and workshops. KTNA's Sue Dio has more.
Baka Beyond first came to Alaska 3 years ago, and they fell in love with the place and the people. They returned this year to play at more small venues. Baka Beyond is a London-based band that started playing together over 15 years ago. They were founded in 1992 after British-Irish musicians Martin Craddock and Sue Hart visited the Baka Pygmies of the Cameroon rainforest. The group performed what some residents called one of the best concerts they had seen in recent history. That's saying something, considering the world-renowned music that has come to Talkeetna the past 2 years. And really saying something, considering Martin Craddock's true Alaskan story of their journey to Talkeetna.
We left England on Wednesday, flew to Seattle, arrived at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, stayed in a hotel there, got up in the morning, flew to Juneau, circled around Juneau a few times and flew back to Seattle. Stayed another night in Seattle. So then we got to Petersburg the next day, having missed the workshop the day before. So we did a concert there, got up early the next morning, did a workshop for the people there, flew up here.
The band spent Sunday afternoon in Talkeetna holding two different music and dance workshops, and then spent an hour with the school children of Talkeetna Elementary on Monday, teaching them about the Baka people, the rainforest of Cameroon, and the rhythm and song of the Baka. The gymnasium at the elementary school was full as students, teachers, and other residents took part. Baka Beyond says they are not just a touring band. Most band members are involved with their own dance classes or troupes in Europe when not touring, and they've developed a unique relationship with their original inspiration, sending the royalties to help their development projects and even touring with Baka musicians. Craddock says it's not really the goal to raise money for the Bakas. It's to make sure they get their fair share.
The things that we do which are theirs, they're treated like any other composer or musician, so they're getting a cut of the music. And we've set up a foundation, a charity, Global Music Exchange, to help channel the money back to them.
Baka Beyond plays in Fairbanks on November 1st, and they'll be in Kodiak performing on election night. For more on the band, go to bakabeyond.net. In Talkeetna, for KTNA, this is Sue Dio.